Open your Bible with us again to our text, Luke chapter 18, verse 1. And it reads in children, you're dismissed. Luke 18, 1. Hallelujah. It reads as following. Spake unto them, he spake a parable unto them to this end. Hallelujah. That men ought to always to pray and not to faint. Amplified reads like this. And Jesus was telling the disciples a parable to make a point that at all times, how many times?
All
times they ought to pray and not to give up and lose heart. The most important thing you could do for yourself as it may even sound to you as a broke record, but the most important thing you could do for yourself is to learn to pray. Jesus both taught it, and he also illustrated it. He lived a life of prayer. He would often slip away while everybody else was asleep to be alone with the Father. And he spent many hours in prayer. To the point he said, I never do anything on my own. I always do what my Father tells me. He knew who sent him. He knew why he was sent. He knew what to do when he was here. And he was able to accomplish everything he was sent to do. In spite of all oppositions, in spite of all the names they called him, the Bible said he went unto his own. Is that right? And his own received him not. That's pretty bad. This is your own people. It's your own family. And they didn't even believe him. He was preaching one time. His mother and his brothers, I'm pretty sure his sister was out there too, they sent word to him. We want to see you. Jesus didn't stop preaching. He said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? Except you, who will sit at my feet and listen to what I have to say. You know, after his resurrection, they got the eyes open. After his death, they finally got the eyes open. They was in that upper room. Oh, yeah. They was in that upper room. Hallelujah. But you notice the Holy Spirit, and this will help us. It will. But you notice the Holy Spirit didn't choose either one of them at that particular time to be an apostle of the Lamb. Have y'all ever thought about that? They chose Matthias. He had James, Joseph, and several brothers. Didn't choose a single one of them, but later on they became. Men ought to always to pray. So let's talk about prayer. From this scripture, we said it last week, and it bears repeating. Because if we ever will hear the voice of God, let me talk to you like he talked to me. I was sitting there reading his word. He said, "Do you hear me, Jimmy?" I said, "Yeah, you know." I said, "I know it's your voice, but it's me speaking. I'm just letting your voice sound out what I'm saying." And he said, "You're reading that on the printed page." He told me to tell y'all this and say to help you. He said, "You're reading this on the printed page, but it's what I'm saying in reality. If you let me talk through your voice when you read my word out loud, you say, that's God talking. You're hearing your voice, so you believe yourself. You should, before you believe anybody else." And he said, "This is what I'm telling you for you to do. This is my instruction for you to live. This is what I have sworn to you in a blood covenant oath." So, listen to this. From this scripture, prayer is not something Jesus suggested that we would do, but it's a command. All right, I'm gonna do it, Lord. John Gospel chapter 14 and verse 15. Hallelujah. We're talking about what? Learning how to pray. And this is what he said in verse 15. "If you love me," here's the measuring stick, if you'll let me say it like that, or your love for God is real or not. "If you love me, you will do what?" And prayer is not a suggestion, it's a command. Why is it? Because, let me give you something else he said. We looked at it the last time, and it bears repeating. When he was here, he taught his disciples to pray this way. We're going to look at it. I'm going to show you. Then later on, we're going to talk about the different kind of prayer and why. But watch it. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:9, King James. "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven." You notice when he taught them this prayer, I want you to listen, because we are taking you to New Testament prayer. You notice what he said, "Thy kingdom come," letting us know that the kingdom what? Hadn't come yet. He said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done" where? Where? "On earth as it is in heaven."